Welcome to Siskiyou Music Hall. I'm Don Matthews, and I'm very excited to have in the studio today live the Zemlinsky String Quartet. Welcome. Thanks, guys, for coming in today.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Let me start out by asking the question, how old were you when you started to play your instruments?
We started, all of us, I think, at the age of six, yeah. Which is something very normal in our country. And did a lot of playing in the afternoon in the so-called music schools that take part in the afternoons after the normal school studies. And that's how we started.
When did you come together as a quartet?
It was actually a long time ago, 19 years ago. And it was in one of these, in fact, music schools, a little bit before we entered the conservatory studies. So that's why we are so long together. It's now 19 years, but if you would possibly be able to see our first violinist, he looks very young. And it's really true that he was 14 years old when we started.
Wow, 14 years old. Now, was that when you were the Penguin String Quartet?
Yes.
And you changed your name to the Zemlinsky Quartet?
In 2005.
Uh-huh. Is there a reason?
Yeah, there was a big reason, because in the beginning it was, as you just heard, it was a student thing.
Yes.
We just played for fun, and we did not really expect to do a career of a string quartet. But then somehow we started improving and started studying music schools, going to master classes and working. And suddenly we realized we are able to play nice concerts, but we had a lot of negative comments about the name for a lot of presenters. And we thought it would be just stupid to lose concerts just because of the name, so we changed. When we tried to find a name, we of course originally wanted to have some Czech name, but all the Czech guys were taken. So we went for an Austrian composer, Alexander Zemlinsky, but he's very much connected to Prague. He spent 16 years in Prague during 1911 to 1927, doing a lot of work, not as a composer only, but also as a conductor and a teacher.
So what were some of the early influences that you had in quartet playing as you got together? Do you want to take this question?
Sure. In our country, in the Czech Republic, we have a very strong string quartet tradition, starting from the Bohemian string quartet or the Czech quartet, where Josef Suk was second violinist, in fact. And this tradition goes on through the Smetana Quartet, the Vlach Quartet, the Dvořák Quartet, the old Talich Quartet, up until our teachers, which we may call the Pražák Quartet, the LaSalle Quartet, because we have studied in Basel with Walter Levin. And I don't know is this, that the tradition is so much connected to the Prague Conservatory, where we basically all studied. We thought it was so much fun to play the quartet, and we didn't do it for a job, or we wouldn't think this would be something that we would do in our lives. It was just fun. We really liked the music. We really liked to do it. We really liked to be together. So somehow that was it. That was the beginning.
What maybe were you thinking of doing instead and just playing for fun? Did you have another career in mind?
Oh, not particularly. Yeah. We thought we will, play in some orchestra. We may be teaching, but the quartet was going up and up, let's say in career-wise. And so it ended up that it's our main job. I mean, me and Peter, we are teaching in the Prague Conservatory. We have a couple of students, both on solo. I teach solo. I have six students on solo violin playing and two chamber music groups. And Peter is teaching chamber music and viola orchestral parts too.
And understand you were mathematics was also an early love of yours?
Yeah, that was my original intention to be a mathematician, but I gave up after the university. But I have a degree in mathematics from the university, Charles University in Prague.
And now you're recording exclusively for the French label, the Praga Digital Label, is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
And I read that you recorded some of the early string quartets of Dvořák.
Yeah.
Are these quartets that are published? Or?
Yes, of course.
Yes?
Of course.
Okay.
Actually, in fact, now it's very close to the situation that we have recorded all the quartets by Dvořák. Oh,
that's great.
I think it's one CD remaining.
Zemlinsky String Quartet are my guest here on Siskiyou Music Hall. Can you play something?
Of course.
What would you play for us?
Okay, at this moment, we would like very much to play for you the Scherzo, the second movement from the string quartet by Ludwig van Beethoven, opus 130, B flat major. ¶¶
Thanks for the playing. Again, this is Siskiyou Music Hall. I'm Don Matthews. I've read that you have a huge, wide-ranging repertoire, over 200 works. Have you commissioned any music?
Not yet too much, but in fact, at this moment, we are waiting for two string quartets being written for us. So we are looking forward to do this in next year.
That's great. Is there music that stretches your comfort zone a little bit? I know that some of the music that you're playing on the programs, for example, that's the Haydn and the Beethoven, tonight is also the Zemlinsky?
Yeah, Zemlinsky number three.
Yeah, and then tomorrow the Janáček, the Suk, and the third was the
Smetana, second quartet.
Yeah. And so some of the newer pieces, is there technically things that you find challenging, different than the Dvorak or the Haydn? Or
I think all the music is challenging. Different pieces are challenging different way. Of course, modern contemporary music extends the technique to some direction. But yes, it is challenging, but the same way as some other quartets by either Schubert or Zemlinsky or anyone else. Yes,
yeah.
It does stretch things, but it's nothing really very special, I would say.
I read that for a while you were assistant quartet in residence in Basel at the Music Academy. What kind of things does a quartet in residence do in an institute like the Music Academy?
At that moment, it was a question of leading and teaching the younger groups at school. That's cool. So they have a chamber music program, and usually the students have to have some credit in the chamber music. So one of the options was to form a string quartet and come to our class to get the lessons throughout the semester and then get some credits from us.
Zemlinsky Quartet are my guest. You travel a lot in a lot of different places. Where were you before you came here?
Before this, we were in Prague doing just a few small trips in Europe, Germany, England. After we perform here, we go home. That's great. We are looking forward.
And you've got extended time at home?
Yeah, and then we have some work to do. We record some more Dvořák quartets. That's the last CD that's missing. And we also do some small concerts in Czech Republic.
Zemlinsky String Quartet, my guest. Can you play something else for us?
Sure. We'd like to do the second movement, Scherzo Marcia, from the String Quartet B-flat Major by Józef Suk.
the Zemlinsky String Quartet performing music of Josef Suk. How do you feel that YouTube and iTunes and the kind of way recording is being put together affect maybe the way you get your music out there and how you perform it?
Anyway. I think the question of how to perform it is not that much influenced. Of course, nowadays it's much easier, thanks to all these things, to find other recordings of other quartets. But basically, when you perform a piece, you don't really want to copy someone. So these recordings, you don't need them to copy. Sometimes you get some ideas, but basically, when you perform, it's your opinion. You perform in your own style. So for this, it didn't change too much. The technical things around, as I said, it's much easier to find the recordings. It's much easier to find the music. A lot of them is for free to be printed in the internet. So the life is easier, I would say.
But at the same time, I think at the old times, not everybody could have recorded a CD. Only the real best ones could have recorded, like David Oistrakh or Jascha Heifetz, maybe. But nowadays, everybody can record. So sometimes I pose myself a question, why do we have to record something that has been maybe recorded so many times and really well recorded? So that brings you into two points. First, you really want to record at your best, and second, you choose your repertoire wisely. You better record, as you said, the early Dvořák quartets, because it hasn't been recorded so many times. So it also brings you to some interesting repertoire nowadays. Second thing is the market, of course. The market, everybody says the CD market, the CD sales are going down, and internet is one thing that can bring the music back to people. If you want to get inspired, first, of course, you should learn each piece. If you know, you open the score, and without any influence, you should be able to make your own impression, your own opinion. Yeah, thank you. Your own opinion on the piece. Second thing, it's so easy nowadays to find inspiration, because you can find in 10 seconds on the internet, you can find 10 great recordings by the most famous string quartets. So that's also a big help in the same time.
Zemlinsky's quartet, string quartet, my guest. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in today. It's been a great pleasure having you here and having you play.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you. Bye-bye.